Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio in today's show, In Touch Interviews with the Indigo Doors. Their mission is for you to feel like you are entering a space that feels like home. They want you to leave feeling differently than when you came. Whether it's just feeling more relaxed and at peace or a full transformation, the space is very special. They hope you will love it as much as they do. They offer a wide variety of empowerment workshops for all ages, fun and enriching art classes, and more personalized sessions like healings and therapy to help anyone create the life they want. Today, I would like to welcome owners Brenda and Wendy. I know that they have a lot of information to share with you guys today. So without further ado, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Courtney.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We're excited to be here.
Awesome. So I know you guys have so much to share with the listeners today, but I would like to start with what pushed you guys to create your business. You know, what is your guys' background? What gave you the drive to do what you guys are doing?
This is Brenda speaking, and I actually started off as a clinical therapist, and I found that in clinical therapy, there were some things missing, I felt, in not just spirituality, but in the emotional self and kind of coming at it from a strength-based perspective. And being that I've been a healer my entire life, at least since I became an adult, I really wanted to incorporate therapy with doing energy type work. And last year, it just kind of, the doors opened for us to begin this new venture, and I'll let Wendy talk a little bit about herself because we've really combined forces with her expertise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is Wendy, and I have a degree in paints. I've been painting and teaching for a very long time, and, you know, creativity itself and imagination is like a key to yourself and to the creative source. So we felt like together, we were able to kind of create and share both the creative aspect of expression, but then also tap into the emotional self. So we were like, hey, let's create these cool classes, because who doesn't love art? But then who doesn't love exploring the self and learning more about yourself, self and growing? So we've come up with some amazing classes, and Brenda's amazing at like interior design. So she really created the space to be so aesthetically pleasing, and yeah, we love it. We feel very blessed that everything kind of fell in line, you know, like the building was perfect. We had dreams about it before we even saw it. It was kind of a weird thing where it's just like everything started lining up and doors started opening. So
there you go. Awesome. And what is the Indigo Doors? You know, I know you guys offer a lot of classes and workshops and so forth, but what is it for somebody who just happens to stumble across it? What are they looking at?
So, I mean, we're building that as we move forward, but I think that we definitely want to incorporate the family. We feel that we want to have programs, you know, therapies, but also some, you know, mindfulness type things, yoga, art with the entire family. We really want the community to have somewhere to go to express themselves and be joyful with their families. And, you know, we speak in some mindful things, you know, therapy type techniques and things, but it's done in a joyful, and again, just building the family, that core strength of the family, and to increase their success. And then there's also the individual components. We have some beautiful empowerment classes that really allow you to go within and work on yourself, really do the work that's required to get to that joyful place within all of us. And so empowerment classes, what am I missing, Wendy?
It is kind of a community-based center, but it is an individual-based center. It's kind of a holistic approach. It's a holistic center. So we offer like individual healing. We offer art classes. So for those people that want something more individual, just to kind of learn how to paint, you could do that. To sit down every Thursdays, we have plugins where you could just come in and just kind of hang out with us. So we're trying to really create a space where people can get a wide variety of different modalities, holistic modalities, natural remedies, just for health in all aspects, emotional, spiritual, physical. So it's really, it's a special space. So to say that it's, I wish there was such an answer like to compartmentalize it, but we're trying to get away from that too, because we feel like culturally speaking, joy and happiness includes like encompassing everything, and there's nothing really is black and white. So we're kind of, it's like this organic thing where, you know, we offer reflexology and, you know, all sorts of different kinds of things.
Well, that's very beautifully put, and I think you guys are very unique with your perspective. You know, a lot of centers aren't doing what you guys are doing, and, you know, encompassing everything. They're kind of encompassing one or two things. So you guys really have a unique outlook, and that's very beautiful in its sense.
Thanks. Yeah, because we really, we all really need to work together, and that's kind of one of the premises of our business. So we, you know, we collaborate with other businesses. You know, we collaborate with a yoga studio. We collaborate with reflexology or massage therapists, or we're open and expanding, and because we don't have this, we really feel like everyone can be abundant, and with the more we can work together, the more abundant everyone can be. So, so I feel like we see us growing and kind of, we, like even last week, we have three more people on our staff, kind of, they're not really our employees, but that are going to collaborate with us to offer different kinds of classes because they have, you know, a different kind of modality like color therapy or angel healing. And so kind of offering, I'm just saying, it's like this, we really do
feel inclusive experience.
Yeah, inclusive.
Awesome. Well, I have to ask, because you do mention that you guys are looking at the family unit, and mm-hmm. I know that includes kids, and a lot of people kind of shy away from working with children. So what kind of drove you guys forward to encompass kids in all of this?
We love kids. We have kids ourselves. You know, we have children ourselves. The youngest is like 8. I have a 9-year-old. She has an 8 and a 10-year-old and a 17-year-old. So, you know, they're a huge part of us in a way, to where we really feel there was a need, and a need not only for them to express themselves, but they're coming in a lot more, you know, intuitive and a lot more aware. So, you know.
And I think as a culture too, for me, it came from this place of, there are programs for, you know, helping kids be successful, but it's very reactionary. So it tends to be programs for kids that are high risk. Well, we have lots of kids that are doing well, but could be doing even better with some empowerment tools, with some skill sets that we don't necessarily know culturally to talk about. We talk a lot about emotions. We talk about a lot about how to be successful interpersonally, and that's really, really, really important to us. It just resonates with our whole being, and to see these kids coming in, I mean, it brings us such joy. I mean, I could tell you story after story of these kids are, like, coming in, like, loving us, and then going home to their parents, and the parents are like, this is the most amazing thing for them, and kind of couldn't see the potential of how great this could be for their interpersonal skills. So, you know, we love that. We're being proactive and, you know, increasing success and love and joy for kids.
Yeah, and teaching them at such a young age to just healthily express how they feel, you know, like, it's okay, you know, you're going to be angry, you're going to be sad, you're going to be depressed, or you're going to have these feelings, and what can you do with it in a healthy way, right? Using art, using communication tools. So we kind of hit on all these things in a very joyful, fun way, like fun, without any kind of stigmas or, you know. So we love what we do.
Well, is there a specific age group that you guys tend to work with kids, just in case any of the listeners are interested?
We do frame it in a school age. So we say anyone's school age, but I mean, I have to be honest with you, you know, we definitely are open to, if the family feels like it's a good fit to include them, then we say the more the merrier.
And then obviously we also have like family Zen days too, where the whole family can come, where, you know, if you have an 18-month-year-old or a 2-year-old or whatever, they're more than happy to come and join in on the fun.
Awesome. Well, you know, I know you guys have a lot of upcoming events, but I wanted to talk about your guys' services first, because you mentioned reflexology and so forth. So what are the specific services that you guys are offering at this time? Is there something that is kind of separate from your guys' events, or is it all event workshop oriented?
Yeah, we're framing that really in our on our website. If you go there, we call it All About Me. So those are like our individual services. We definitely consider like our classes one of our services, but we do offer individual therapy, kind of a clinical didactic therapy, but definitely outside of the box. This is not for those that are looking for that medical model. You know, we are definitely all inclusive. Again, we're including every component of the being. So almost a little bit like life coaching combined with clinical therapy, because clearly that is my background. And then we do have the individual healing, that's a big component of what we do. And that's like combining Reiki. Wendy and I are both trained in a couple of different hands-on healing modalities, Reiki, quantum touch, craniosacral, pranic, and we really incorporate that into one healing experience. So whatever we're feeling called to do, we'll include it that way. And then we also have another business actually within our building. So Nature's Wisdom is here, and she offers, she's a little bit more linear with her services. So it's reflexology, a specific Reiki treatment, or like a craniosacral treatment. And then we do offer spirit art readings and paintings that Wendy does an amazing job with. So that's another service. Am I forgetting anything, Wendy?
We do offer like art classes like on Friday nights where people can come in and paint the painting that we have on the schedule. I walk them through it step by step. We have like open studios times on Saturdays where people can come in and I teach them how to paint from a photograph or from a specific painting that they pick from our portfolio, and that happens like every Saturday. So those are all services.
Yeah, and then
awesome.
On that note, well, we do have a couple of support groups for anxiety, for kids with anxiety. We have a support group, and we do divide those up into second through sixth graders and then seventh grade through 12th graders. And that's a weekly support group. And then we also have an adult living without anxiety support group. And the
awesome.
Only thing I can think of, sorry, I'm totally interrupting you, but we do offer like couples therapy. That's a big component of what I do as well in my therapy, and I just want to put that out there.
Well, awesome. It sounds like you guys are doing a lot of stuff. And I mean, how do you keep up with all of it?
That's a good question.
Well, you know, with everything that you guys are offering, you know, I want to go back to the therapy sessions real quick, because I just know that there's so many people out there that think of the word therapy and they think of, you know, sitting in the room and somebody going, and how do you feel about that? So, you know, it sounds like what you're offering in that sense is completely different, that they're actually getting more of a spiritual context out of those sessions as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And I struggle a little bit with, you know, where I can. I mean, I'm very honored to have the training that I have and have the master's degree that I have. I felt that it was limiting in that it was pretty reactionary based, in that, you know, you start with a diagnosis and then you treat the diagnosis. And I feel that that's not the way to go about it. We are so much more than a label. We are so much more than one thing. We can have a bad moment, or maybe a difficult time of year, or just a number of different things. So just kind of honoring their experience and meeting them where they're at to help with whatever they bring. And it is definitely intuitive. I can't and no longer want to take me out of my experiences. So I am very intuitive. I do see a number of different things. And when I say that, I mean like intuitively, like seeing, you know, you could say psychically seeing to an extent, but it's really important to me that I use that skill set to help bring out that greatness that lives in every one of us.
That's awesome. And I hope the listeners really take that to heart, because I know a lot of people who are intuitive, they really don't know how to incorporate their intuitive self within their career dynamic. They don't know how to make a collaboration of the two. And it sounds like you guys have done that very beautifully and very eloquently. So I hope the listeners definitely take that encouragement for you guys. You guys sound like very awesome examples of how that can be done and how it can be done in a very beautiful way.
Thank you.
And you did mention the art, and I wanted to go back to that for a minute. You mentioned something along the lines of a spirit artwork. Was that correct?
Yeah, since I started like drawing or painting, I felt spirit, and so I was like a math major before I even started, and I started drawing in college, and I was like, no, there's something to this, because I was always spiritual first, you know. I love all those types of things. So when I was following my math, because I do love math too, I started drawing, but I actually found spirit through art. So then I got obviously professional training in that, and so now I'm able to, after years of practice, I'm able to kind of channel as I'm painting and drawing, and so I sit down with clients and I end up giving them basically almost like a psychic reading in a way, but it's like quantum in a way, because it has so much meaning. There's so much symbolism. Everything from the color I use to the messages, because I can communicate with like spirit guides and spirit animals as well. So their reading will end up being a beautiful piece of art, but with tons of messages and meaning. So I offer that. And then I also do commission work for kind of spiritual paintings, where if they're wanting it for like a very spiritual space, I channel through energy, obviously, because I am a healer as well. All of that energy is kind of put into the art, and it's been an amazing kind of process, so it's cool.
Awesome. Well, I'm sure that's a service that a lot of people will take into consideration, because I don't know a lot of people in Michigan that actually offer those types of services to where, you know, they can get art, you know, with those in-tune messages, or even, a session with somebody who has that psychology background and that education and that knowing, but then to also incorporate, you know, energy and attunement in with that. So you guys are offering very unique services that a lot of people don't offer. So I think that's really cool, and I think the listeners will really like to know that as well.
We are offering a special for the month of May, because you kind of brought it up. It's $99. They get an art reading while Brenda's doing a 90-minute healing session. So we kind of combine it for $99, which is kind of a steal for the month of May. So it's a good kind of Mother's Day present, or for self present.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about some of your upcoming events, because I know I mentioned earlier in the show that you guys have a lot going on in the month of May. And I want to kind of start with your plug-in, because that happens every Thursday. So what is that like for somebody who wants to join in?
This is one of our favorite, I don't want to say activities, but one of our favorite services, maybe I'll call them services, because we offer that for anyone who wants to plug in, reconnect, recharge from 12 to 6 every Thursday. So we make sure that we're here, we're available, we're sitting here, we're having coffee, we're bringing out books, we're talking about wherever we're at for the day. And it's this beautifully organic experience where, you know, individuals come in and, you know, they get to meet new people and then just kind of share in their journeys and their experiences. And that's free. We just want to offer what Wendy said earlier about, I mean, we're in this together. We're not alone. And we really want to promote and advocate for it. Hey, we're here. We're all here. So come on in, sit with us. We have snacks. We have coffee. Just recharge, regroup.
It really sounds like your guys' business is just one of those places where you guys can kind of walk in and feel comfortable and take something from the experience.
Yeah, that's exactly what we try to create. It's really important for us as we grow individually or even as a business that we are compassionate. And so it's a huge piece of just a compassionate business model. It's really important to give back to each other and just kind of feed each other. Because it's not like, you know, we really don't believe in the hierarchical system, you know. We kind of feel like the God within everybody can help everybody kind of thing to where you know, just kind of creating that platform or that foundation for somebody to come in and meet somebody within our space, and they might be exactly what they need for the moment. It might not be us. It could be somebody else within the space. So we are just trying to create a space where it can allow for those kind of opportunities.
That's awesome. And you guys should definitely give yourselves a pat on the back, because the beauty of that and the uniqueness of being able to do that is just awesome. You know, a lot of people walk into a spiritual center or a business that's spiritually inclined, and they don't always get that approach. They don't always feel that way. You know, they feel like if they don't purchase something or buy something or book an appointment, that they shouldn't be there. And it sounds like you guys are really creating an environment that's the complete opposite. You know, come in, talk, enjoy, relax, you know, look at our services. We're definitely here to help, but we're here to help in any form or capacity. So you guys have really have achieved something that is on a higher level and definitely a really strong path of that of a light worker, you know. So I think that's awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Awesome. So I know you guys also have a lot of other upcoming events for the month of May. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the anxiety empowerment classes, because I know you mentioned that you have them for the kids and you have them for the adults. And what kind of stirred you guys to do that, you know, and offer that those classes for such a wide range audience?
Well, I mean, anxiety for both of us seems to be everywhere. So whether it's kind of attached to, let's say, some other struggles as far as, you know, maybe, you know, you're feeling depressed or, you know, like, we definitely want to acknowledge and validate that the anxiety could be a component of that. And yet we've also noticed that anxiety is really prevalent, we feel, with those of us who are aware, who are a little bit more awake or enlightened on this planet. And so we want to make sure that we're talking about, you know, where that comes from and what we can do to help. Does that answer?
And yeah, not only all of those things, like ditto, but our children, you know, are kind of, because you're not, were you talking about just the adult anxiety or was
it all of it?
All of the
all of it.
Yeah, so it was kind of, you know, my son, he's 10, and, you know, just kind of having this school experience, this socialization of children and what happens with that, you know, and kind of like, how do you maintain your individuality and your own inner voice? How do you stay true to yourself in a system that really wants you to become modified, right? Or, you know, very convenient conformity. Thank you. That's the word I'm looking for. So to conform. So how do you, you know, without, you know, how do you stay within that system of conformity and still listen to yourself and, you know, honor your own inner voice? So we created these they're called empowerment for children. They're called empowerment camps because we didn't like empowerment clubs. Sorry. Because we don't want the stigma of like a support group. We just want to create a space where we can talk about that socialization. We can talk about
and work through those things.
And work through those things like, hey, you know, they didn't like this or, you know, whatever. And just kind of empower them and kind of give them healthy tools on how to, you know, deal with peers, deal with teachers, deal with parents, you know, and not deal with, but kind of create harmonious relationships with all of those people.
Well, there's really this magic that can happen when we know ourselves. So, you know, there is a component of validating this experience and that, you know what, school is hard, you know, and, you know, as families, we're so busy, right? I mean, and it's everyone, myself included. And so creating that sacred space for them to be present. I mean, that's a really big component. I don't think I've spoken these words yet, but that's a really big piece of what we offer is we want to be present with your experiences. And the magic of that alone helps make change because I'm being present with that. Let's go there. What does this feel like? What does this look like? How might you want it to be differently? How might you advocate for yourself? I mean, there's so many different skills that are included in each and every experience of these, we're calling them clubs, but in these groups.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, because even as adults now, you know, we're trying to undo some of that, right? We're trying to be like giving a voice to places where we might, that's called healing, right? Giving a voice to places where we didn't feel like we had a voice. So starting it at a young age to like, to where they can feel safe enough to express themselves and, I don't know, and deal with all those things. It's a beautiful gift. I love it. So.
Now, I just want to clarify, do you guys work with children when it comes to spirituality? You know, those kids that do have spiritual gifts or are having spiritual experiences and they don't know what to do with that or they don't know how to deal with those things. Is that something that you guys incorporate or work with as well?
That's something that we actually, okay, yes. Let me just answer your question first. Yes. It's really important to us, though, that we meet the families and the kids where they're at. We completely understand that there's even a stigma with spirituality, right? We don't,
like boxes.
Yes, exactly. So what that might mean. So absolutely, when kids and families bring their spirituality to us, we're going to dive in and we're going to go there. We don't necessarily make that a premise for what the class is at all because it doesn't need to be to us. We don't need to teach them about that. They have an inner knowing. They have this greatness within them that they bring to the experience. Does that answer the question? I don't know if it did or not.
Yes, it did. And it was very beautifully put. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you're not crossing the parents' wishes. But if it is something that is brought to the table, then you guys are more than willing to give the guidance necessary for that. And I think that
Absolutely.
That is the best way to handle that type of situation, too.
Yeah. But our kids would love us where they really want us to start, you know, these are 8, 9, and 10-year-olds, you know,
yeah.
And they really want us to start, you know, a Reiki circle with them, you know, because they're all attuned and with other children and they want us to do all sorts of fun stuff. So you never know. So I guess just stay tuned.
Well, I hope to see that develop and I hope you guys have a wonderful time developing that. I know that there's a high demand for that out there. Even in my own personal work, you know, I hear the demand for children having a place to find that guidance, to find that help. You know, sometimes parents don't know what to say. You know, if somebody's coming to you and going, hey, my 7-year-old is seeing dead people, how the heck do I handle that one? You know,
Absolutely.
It's nice to know that there's a place that they can go to and say, look, you know, I need that guidance or that help, and you guys are offering that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So I do know that we're about midway into the show, so I want to just take a break for a second and have you guys give out your contact information. Where can they go to connect with you guys, your website, if they're interested in the clubs or the courses, classes, sessions, where can they find all that at?
We have everything listed on our website, which is theindigodoors.com. So THEIND as in dog, IGO doors, DOORS.com. And it's all listed there. You can even sign up and register for any of the classes under calendar of events. We also have a Facebook where we put all of our events as well. So for anybody that loves Facebook, it's, you know, facebook.com/theindigodoors.
Mm-hmm.
We have a keyhole as our logo, so kind of. Okay.
And where are you guys located? Just for any of our local listeners, where are you guys located out of?
We're on the Nautical Mile in St. Clair Shores, so on Jefferson, just south of 10 Mile, at 24631 Jefferson Avenue, St. Clair Shores, Michigan. That's 48080. 48080.
Awesome. Well, I definitely encourage our listeners to go to your guys' website, theindigodoors.com, and check that out. You know, I have your class list in front of me, and I'm looking through all these classes, and you guys really do offer a lot, but I want to talk about some of the interesting ones that you offer, because the listeners are hearing about, you know, the anxiety, you know, the empowerment clubs and so forth, but I want the listeners to know that you guys do offer a wide variety of stuff, including the, you know, the intro to chakras and the communicating with your spirit guides, and you guys even offer a Power of Stones class, so you guys are really encompassing a lot of different things. And I wanted to kind of talk about those courses for a minute and how you guys came about introducing those types of things as well.
Okay, yeah, we these are all things that have helped us, like the chakras and the stones and even our spirit guides. These were all like skills and things that we have learned and become accustomed to over like many years, probably closer to, I don't want to date myself, but for like at least 20 years. So with that kind of knowledge, it has helped us with our growth. So we thought we should, begin to offer that knowledge. And so like did you want me to go through it specifically or what do you want to know? Did that answer it? I'm confused.
You guys can go into it as specific as you guys want. I just want the listeners to know that you guys are offering those types of workshops as well. But, you know, you can definitely talk about, you know, what brought that on and your experiences with that and what they can learn from that. That is totally some information that I'm sure the listeners would love to have.
Yeah, so the chakra class is just kind of an opening. Like, there's a lot of people that definitely have come to our attention that don't really know anything about chakras. And though they might be come and take Reiki sessions or creating a sacral, but they don't really know. They know that they're like chakras exist, but really what they are. So it's kind of a beginner class. It's like an intro. It's not an advanced class because, you know, you could definitely have an advanced class with it as well. So it's just kind of talking about like the basic chakras, how they function, what it looks like when they're not functioning, what happens with the energy systems of the body, how to use the chakras to your advantage, how to listen to your body. So it's almost like a self-healing kind of class too. It starts making you more aware of their functioning. And we even incorporate art because they're kind of connected to color. So why not, you know, create more of even like a totem or a painting that is associated with the chakra. So we're going to be doing that day too. We have a spirit animal class, and we also have a spirit guide and angel class, so two separate classes. And those kind of are almost on, we're going to teach you about like the synchronicity of life with the animal class kind of, and how animals come to you and how connected we are to the earth and how to kind of utilize those signs in the animals that come into your life and what that means and how just like spirit guides, how spirit guides and animals can kind of come and go depending on where you are developmentally in your life and your path. And then because we can see and we are connected and we can see what spirit animals people have and spirit guides and angels, we're going to be kind of almost doing like a mediumship to where we're going to kind of teach people how to connect to themselves intuitively, but then we're there to kind of show them what their spirit animal is, a spirit guide that they have, helping them navigate their own intuition, because we don't want to speak at them. We're going to kind of teach them how to listen to their own guidance, but we'll be there to kind of help them find them and then fully express and what that means and how to use them as a tool in their life.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And I wanted to bring up my favorite one because, like I said, I've taken a look at all your guys' classes. And you guys have a full moon retreat on June 9th. And that just looks like it's going to be a whole heck of a lot of fun.
We are so excited. So we actually just had our first retreat that we collaborated with two other St. Clair Shores businesses. So we collaborated with Hippie Yoga and Nature's Wisdom. And we had the most amazing time. I mean, really, everyone
was
that was
so
here, they like loved it. Oh my gosh, we are just so excited because we just feel like we're just beginning on this. So our next one is on June 9th, and it is from 6 to 10 p.m. And absolutely, we have a we have, do you remember what Hippie Yoga is bringing? They're doing a moon salutation.
Moon salutation. So we're going to be doing yoga session. Yeah.
And then we're doing a, we're going to have a make and take with essential oils, which is with Young Living essential oils, I should say. And that's going to be great. And then we are going to be making some moonstone jewelry because for the full moon. How awesome is that? And then we're going to do a little fire ceremony. So just kind of like things that we're going to release as we begin anew on this beautiful June 9th full moon. So we're very, very excited. And food's included for the event. And we have a little afterglow party afterwards. It's so much fun. We're so excited.
Yeah, and what I want the listeners to know is that all these classes are super affordable. Like your guys' full moon retreat from 6 to 10 p.m., it literally is $75. Like all of your guys' courses and classes, they're so super affordable. And, I think that a lot of listeners, need to know that because we always make that assumption of, oh, I want to do that, but it's probably going to cost me a couple $100. And it's not.
Right.
You guys, your prices are very, very reasonable on all of these things.
Good. That's important.
And the other thing that I wanted to mention is that every single one of your guys' classes and courses and so forth, you guys all offer refreshments. I think that's great.
I don't know why. We're really adamant about that too. We're like, yeah, you know what? Because we really feel like this is partly a home. We don't really know. We probably need to get some feedback about it, but we feel like it just helps you feel like, no, you're at home. Like eat something, drink something, and come in and be a part of this with us. We will not talk at you. You'll hear me say that more and more as you get to know me. It's very important to me that we're not talking at you. It's really about being in this together and going within.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that that's awesome. I do want to bring up the Kids Empowerment Summer Art Camp because I know that it's May. Next month, all the kids are out of school, and this might be a great opportunity for those parents that are looking for something for their kids to do. So would you like to talk a little bit more about that and what that includes?
Yeah, cool. Yeah, we have the Kids Empowerment Art Camp. We're going to be running it 6 weeks out of the summer. We've already run a few during breaks, like spring breaks and stuff, and they've been very successful. Kids walk away every day with an art project completed, but then also like different things too. So it'll be like one major art project, and then they'll walk away with drawings and other things too, other takeaways. So we're offering it. All of this information is on our website, so you could go there, but it's going to be off. Do you want me to go over like when it's going to be offered? Should I do that?
You can definitely, so that the parent, whoever's listening, would can know. So you're more than welcome to.
Okay, it's just like the last week in June. That first week in July is off. We're so the last 3 weeks in July we're running it, and then there's 2 weeks in August. You're going to have to kind of look to see what weeks in August I'm talking about, but we're running it Monday through Thursday. We offer a half-day program from 9:30 to 12:30, or a full day, which is just 9:30 to 3:30. So it's just either the half-day in the morning or the full day. And we have so much fun things that we incorporate. We always incorporate mindfulness. We always incorporate some meditation. We incorporate yoga. And always art, but there's always a talk component to it where we'll have a theme for the day, and then we incorporate that theme into the art. So we paint on canvas, we paint on pots, we paint on aprons, we do all sorts of different, we do sculpture work, we do collage work, we have a lot of fun. Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
And really incorporating those life skills that we sneak into everything, right? We want to talk about what it means to be successful. We want to talk about being, emotionally intelligent and all of those components as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do want to point out an event that you guys have coming up on May 20th. It's the Family Zen Party. And this looks like it's an event for the whole entire family. So for any listeners out there that are looking for something to do as a family unit, I think that this would be a great event for them. And it looks like you guys are doing yoga, art activities, and other projects, and, you know, and kind of talking about family unit, family strength. So that looks like it would be a fun event for the whole entire family. So you guys do have events that are more for the kids, and then you guys do have some, you know, courses that are more adult friendly, but it looks like you guys are incorporating things that are for the whole family as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do run a family Zen event every month. So we've been doing that since we opened in October. And again, that's important to us. That is, you know, all of this we would love to see, you know, grow into even bigger events. But for now, it's usually an afternoon. It's about a 3 to 4 hour event where we're incorporating those things. Over the summer, we've talked about doing like a movie night, you know, family Zen party. And so we'll have those every month.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to shift gears a little bit. You guys talk about working with, you know, other businesses and, you know, Young Living and other practitioners and so forth. I know that a lot of our listenership is also people that are in the community. So if mm-hmm. somebody would like to work with you guys or collaborate with you guys, how would they go about doing that? Or how would they go about, you know, contacting you? Are you open to those types of things?
Absolutely. It's been the most amazing year, honestly. And one of those amazing components is that there have been a couple of people in the community who've reached out to us, and they're teaching classes here now. So we love that. We love that so much because, again, like, we all have different skill sets and there are different needs out there. So please email us, call us. We love collaborating. If we haven't made that clear, we meet new people and we're like, oh my gosh, what could we do together? How great could this be? So we're very open to that.
Awesome. And, you know, you guys sound like you've accomplished so much this year. So I have to ask, what are you guys planning for the future? What are you guys looking to do for the future? Where do you guys see yourselves?
That's a deep question. I'm just kidding. I know. I'm like, wait a minute. You know, from a business perspective, I mean, it's a really interesting process because we feel like our business model is a little unique. And I think, you know, with the audience that you have in your show, I'm sure that they would be very open because it's really like listening to our map and what comes. You know, the retreat idea has been something in the back of our minds and just really fell into our laps last month in that we met some other women, amazing women who wanted to move forward with it. So part of our business plan is keep listening to ourselves. We want to make sure that we're following, you know, our maps and listening to spirit, really. That being said, we are all really excited about some of these retreats that we have planned coming up, like next fall. We are looking at property near Ann Arbor. We're looking at property in other countries. So we're really looking at branching out into having this I don't want to say exclusive experience, but really going somewhere to where we can really control some of those outside forces that get in the way of us being our best selves, right? So kind of having this, go ahead.
Just more of like the retreats, just whether they're here within our space, because we create a kind of a sacred space where you do walk in and you're like in a little like oasis away from home, even though it's, you know, surrounded by, you know, other businesses. It definitely has that feel. We want to, you know, when you can go away and step away from your reality, that's really where you can redefine who you are. You can, you know, fill your own cup. You have no other burdens besides the only thing that you have to do is to fill your own cup. That's it, right? Or to release things that no longer serve you. So the retreats is probably a big thing that we're going to expand upon next year. And then just keep growing, you know, and we're really excited and we're very open to how that has to come. We don't want to control that too much, just because we don't want to put any kind of limits to where we're supposed to go. So there you go.
Have you guys thought about writing a book? I don't know if that thought's ever crossed your guys' mind, but you guys just have so much, you know, experience, but you guys are definitely doing these things in a positive way. I think that you guys have so much to share, you know, and so much to give that, I don't know, I just, the thought popped in my head is, I wonder if they've ever thought about writing a book.
Yeah,
supposed to do that. I don't know.
Awesome. Well, I know that we're getting down to the last quarter of the show. We have about 15 minutes left. So what I would like to do is I'd like to take this last portion of the show. Is there anything that you guys would like to share about your, you know, your business, your experiences, any stories that you guys would like to share? What would you like the listeners to know about that maybe we have not covered?
I don't really know, but I would like to share, if anyone's listening, is just to feel like reach out and kind of feed yourself and kind of trust your inner guidance. And we try to create a space where anybody can kind of express that and kind of explore that. And for anybody that's listening that feels like they don't have anyone to talk to, right, because maybe their family members or maybe their friends won't understand or they're surrounded by, you know, people that they feel like they won't, we really create a space where you can. And once you start opening that door to yourself and really learning how to learn and navigate yourself and trusting your own inner voice and what you see, so many miracles can happen and so much magic can happen. And that's really what this space is about. So we offer classes, obviously, to kind of initiate that or kind of create a catalyst to that inner knowing. But really, it's within you. So we just kind of create a space where you can actually just kind of let it out. So,
And I'll piggyback on that as well. Absolutely. All of that. And I mean, I think the philosophy or the overall feel that we would love for you to have is that we are in awe of every single person. We are in awe of you. This life thing is not always easy. In fact, sometimes it's really hard. And so the takeaway is that we honor you immensely. We are in awe of your experiences and the choices that you have to make. And we try very hard to see your greatness inside. We all have greatness. We all have things that are fear-based as well, that are negative, that we're working on. And that's okay too. We have love for those things as well. And that would be the takeaway I want to express about who we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have such a wide listenership, and I have to ask, have you guys ever considered more of an online basis with some of your guys' workshops and so forth? Is that something you guys have considered or have thought about to kind of branch out or to connect with more? Is that something that you guys would ever maybe think about putting into the works?
Yeah, we definitely have actually thought about that. Just because we love what we do, absolutely, and we love people. So it's really the how of that, you know, is like how do we, you know, get ourselves out there and go ahead. You were going to say something?
And just like the when of it, you know, like I feel like as we grow and as our if that demand comes up where we have like two or three or four people that are like, man, I can't make it. If you offered online though, we would do that. But we are thinking about doing like a YouTube station where we can do it'll be a video of Brenda and I talking. I don't know if that'll be, but it's something we've been playing around with. I don't know, but I'm kind of shy. But we'll see. I don't know.
You guys are shy? I don't believe that. As much as you guys are doing, how the heck are you guys shy? Okay, I'll let you have that one. I'll let you have that one. That's okay. I know a lot of people who work in the community, and they're like, you put me in front of a camera, it's not happening.
Exactly.
So, but I'm glad to hear that you guys are kind of working on that and so forth, because I think that it would be a beautiful project, you know, and to, you know, have that wider audience and to connect with more people. It really sounds like it's a goal of your guys.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and lastly, I want to talk about your guys' store a little bit. Do you guys offer products there as well as your guys' services and classes and courses, or is it just more, class-based? I just wanted to kind of bring that out as well.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you asked, because Nature's Wisdom, which she's a naturopath, Erica Betts. She owns that, and she's moving in within our space next month. And with that comes a store, kind of. So we're going to be offer a lot of natural body products and deodorant to face lotion to body wash kinds of things to rocks, to jewelry, to books. We obviously sell Young Living essential oils and lots of different things. So come June, we are going to be offering a wide range of different types of products. So we're very excited. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I'm glad to hear that because it sounds like you guys incorporate a lot of different things within your courses and your classes and workshops, you know, like the stones and, you know, the oils and so forth. So it really sounds like you guys are just kind of combining everything. You guys are putting everything into the mixing pot.
Yeah, I feel like there's no one solution, right? So we kind of have to offer a wide variety of, like, food for people, like spiritual food.
Awesome. And, you know, before I let you guys go, I know that you said that, you know, you're what you wanted the listeners to take, but how, I mean, let's talk about you guys personally for a couple of minutes. You know, how are you guys with this experience and how are you guys learning and growing and evolving personally? I just want the listeners to know you guys a little bit more on depth because you guys are offering so much to the community. You know, what are you guys taking from all of this as well? Because it sounds like you guys are growing within your paths as well.
Yeah, it's been an amazing journey, and it's almost, so all of these things we've done for, like Wendy said, 20 years, and it was really, you know, kind of working in the system, and we had reached a point where we couldn't be who we are in the system. It became really uncomfortable for us, and so we began opening up to the idea, you know, completely surrendering, and so being here where we are today, we do this work. We do this work. It is, there's no hierarchy. We are in this together. Every day we're talking about where are our thoughts. Actually, right now, Wendy and I actually have these bracelets on, and everyone is loving them. So we have these very inexpensive bracelets, and they're to understand where our judgments or criticisms are of ourselves and others. So we're today we're focusing on changing those thoughts, right? Those things that we might not be aware of because we're just, you know, driving down the street and the person in front of us is just frustrating us. So, you know, we do this work and it works. It really does change everything. Miracles begin to happen every single day. You can have joy every single day. And that would be my takeaway from this. It's joyful, just amazingly joyful.
Mm-hmm. And I guess I have to say something. Or yeah, can I say something?
Go ahead.
All right. For me, it's really been this kind of expansive process. Meaning, like, you know, if you were listening to, if you listen to your map, like, I wasn't in a very happy place. You know, a couple years ago, I was going through some major transition, and I didn't know why. You know, because I've been happy and. And so this opportunity came up. And so as we've been building the Indigo Doors, I have feel like I've been personally growing with it. We definitely do the work. And I don't mean it like that so much as just even becoming comfortable with being me, you know, and really expressing the gifts that I have in a very open way, almost like in a coming out kind of way to everybody that I know. And that has been exhilarating and very vulnerable, and so I feel like having that kind of compassion and understanding of what that really is when you become who you are and really put it out there. So this business has changed my life in a very beautiful way, so I'm very grateful.
And, you know, I think it's beautiful that you guys do the work with your clients. You know, you guys are part of it. You know, you guys aren't at the top of the chain going, well, we've already done all this, now it's your guys' turn. You know, you guys are growing and learning and evolving with the people that you're working with, and I think that's a very beautiful experience that most people just don't get the opportunity to have. You know, so it sounds like, you know, hey, you guys are really relating to the people that are coming through the door, and that's really significant, not only spiritually, but also as business owners.
Thank you.
Yeah. We really can relate. We know what it's like. So,
Awesome. Is there anything else that you would like to tell the listeners? Anything else that you would like to leave them with? Any final thoughts? Anything along those lines?
You know, we did actually just begin. We have a Think Clear Source coupon for anyone that is in the area. And again, we combine with Nature's Wisdom and Hippie Yoga. And the coupon is $99, and it offers a month free of yoga at Hippie Yoga. You actually get a free 90-minute healing from the Indigo Doors and any one of our classes for free with the coupon. And then you also get an hour's service at Nature's Wisdom. So this is all, like, it's a $400 value, and we actually just created these for those in the area that want to.
Awesome. Is there anything else you guys would like to add? Because I definitely feel like the listeners should take advantage of that. So is there anything else you guys wanted to add?
No, thank you, Courtney, for having us.
Yes, I want to say thank you for helping us get over our shyness, and thank you for being so supportive and open. It's been a lovely experience.
Well, awesome, and it was a pleasure to be able to talk to both of you guys. I wish you guys the best of luck. I can't wait to see what else you guys incorporate in the future and what you guys bring to the table. And definitely let us know here at The Guide, because you guys are doing such similar work to what we do. You know, we're all about the community and giving people a place and an opportunity to connect, to grow, to learn, to evolve. So it sounds like you guys are really doing that. So we definitely support it. And we definitely want to help you guys with that as well. So I look forward to seeing what you guys come up with in the future.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you both, and I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks.
Bye, Courtney.
Bye, guys. If you guys are just tuning in, I had the opportunity to talk to both Brenda and Wendy, owners of the Indigo Doors. If you would like more information, you can go to their website, theindigodoors.com. They have a slew of classes and empowerment clubs and so much to offer. So I definitely recommend the listeners to go to their website and take a look at their calendar of events, even if it's something for you personally, or if it's for the whole family, or if it's something for the kids. They really have it all, and they have a lot going on throughout the month of May and even into June. So there's something going on almost every day. So definitely take advantage of that. You can also call them at 586-359-2959. And if you're just tuning into the show, feel free to go to bodymindspiritradio.com. You can go to In Touch Interviews, and you can listen to this interview from the beginning. Make sure you share it with friends, family, loved ones. And you can listen to this show archived at any time. We never take our shows down, so definitely share it. You can also take a look at their show page for this particular episode. All their contact information is on there, along with Brenda and Wendy's bios. So you can definitely read through that, get to know them a little bit more as well. I think that they're both amazing people. And, you know, they have a lot to offer the community. So I hope you listeners take advantage of that. Once again, I want to wish them the best of luck. And until next time, have a wonderful rest of the day.